Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, we look at how stress affects our health. Kim Kardashian is trying to get someone else out of prison. And LeBron James is already lighting it up for the Lakers. Capri Sun juices are a childhood favorite, but one dad is warning about a parent's worst nightmare. He found mold in his daughter's Capri Sun. Cameron Hardwick made a viral Facebook post about what happened when he went to get his daughter a Capri Sun as an after-dinner treat.
As you can see, this is not opened up or anything. No holes. We haven't done anything to it. We saw something that was not very pleasing once we shook it up.
Cringe-inducing video has gotten over 21 million views. Well, the Kraft Heinz company, which owns Capri Sun, responded quickly. They reached out to Hardwick to conduct a test on the pouch, which revealed a micropuncture in the packaging. That tiny hole let in oxygen, which made the mold. The company called it an isolated incident. Kraft Heinz recommends gently squeezing each pouch to check for any leaks. If you do find a leak, throw it out. To minimize mold growth in your house, the Department of Agriculture recommends cleaning the inside of your refrigerator every few months. Also, keep dishcloths, towels, and sponges clean and fresh. And keep the humidity level in your house below 40%. And as always, remember to exercise caution with perishable foods, especially when you're serving them to your kids. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Christina Partsinevelis. Christina, it looks like a big healthcare merger is going through.
That's right, Kristen. The Department of Justice giving its approval to the $69 billion merger between CVS Health and Aetna on Wednesday, combining one of the nation's largest prescription plan providers with one of the country's largest health insurers. And unfortunately, nothing is forever, and stamps are no exception. First-class forever stamps are being eyed for a 5-cent price hike in the near future. The U.S. Postal Office is seeking its biggest price hike in 27 years. And Singapore Airlines has reclaimed the crown of world's longest flight, restarting its direct service between Singapore and New York City on Thursday. The flight covers almost 10,000 miles and takes more than 18 hours to complete.
Have they done anything to make passengers more comfortable?
Singapore Airlines is giving everyone more legroom, which I know we all want to hear, by eliminating coach. All 161 seats are either business class or premium economy.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Christina. Some more headlines for you. Hurricane Michael made landfall on Wednesday and left a path of destruction and devastation in the Florida Panhandle and into Georgia, surging at 155 miles per hour, just 2 miles an hour shy of a Category 5. The storm has left at least 2 people dead. Roofs were torn off houses and schools. Trees were uprooted. More than 500,000 people lost power, and there's severe flooding. One rescuer on the ground described it as a third world country war zone. And LeBron James hit a ridiculous halftime buzzer beater in a preseason game against the Golden State Warriors.
2 seconds to go. James, a buzzer beater. You bet!
From almost half court, and look at his reaction. No big deal. The Lakers went on to beat the Warriors 123-113. And finally, this isn't your average pumpkin. This is a nearly 1,000-pound prize-winning pumpkin. The gardener's 979-pounder was so big, it needed a forklift to get to the contest. Now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are signing some paperwork before they head down the aisle.
That's right, Kristen. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin might have opted out on a prenup, but Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson will be sure to have one. A source confirmed that the couple is close to finalizing or have already finalized their prenup. Recently, Pete joked on a show when asked about a prenup. He said, obviously, I wanted one, so God forbid we split up and then she takes half of my sneakers. I live at her place. She pays $60,000 for rent, and all I got to do is stock the fridge. That, sir, is one sweet deal. Cardi B is opening up a little bit more about her marriage to rapper Offset. She's letting us in on how she deals with all the rumors surrounding her husband cheating. Cardi says how every single day there's rumors about them, and it drives her crazy because she starts to believe them. And if she can't get in contact with Offset, she calls all his friends until she talks to him. I wonder if his friends have a special ringtone for her. And finally, Tiffany Haddish reveals how she tries to get paid the guy fee for her films. The actress isn't afraid to talk money and says she asked her friends how much they would get paid to do a certain role. She also does her research and became friends with the people who cut the checks so she can ask the questions that she needs to. That's a good idea. I need to find out if Ryan Seacrest and I get paid the same. Thanks, Tiffany, and that's today's Dish. Until next time.
Well, good for Tiffany. I love her. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Well, this is the time of year you see pink products just about everywhere. While they're supposed to raise awareness for breast cancer and give back with a donation, do they really? Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas joins us with a warning. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. The Better Business Bureau has a warning about pink washing. Companies and products that claim to support breast cancer causes but don't actually donate any of the money to a worthwhile charity. And now I want to be clear here. The overwhelming majority of companies this time of year are doing the right thing. But whether you're shopping, donating, or signing up to volunteer or participate in a fun run or a walk, you really should do your research. Just because something is colored pink doesn't mean that any of the proceeds will actually be sent to a reputable charity partner. Here's my advice. Shop smart and donate wisely. Beware of fake or misleading marketing and advertising by reading the fine print. Ask how much of the proceeds go toward breast cancer research or treatment. In some cases, it actually may be more effective to give money directly to a breast cancer-related charity or fundraiser. When it comes to charity events, participate carefully by asking the right questions. Is the walk or race you're participating in directly contributing to the breast cancer cause? If there is a fee to participate, do your research and find out if the whole fee or just a percentage of it is going to a breast cancer-related charity. A great way to do that is by reading financial reports for charities at give.org. You'll find a link right now, facebook.com/savemesteve.
Such important stuff to pay attention to. Thanks, Steve. All right, moving right along, doctors are trying to better understand how stress affects our quality of life. A growing number of studies are looking at how stress from family and work can affect heart health, especially in women. So joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Doctor, always great to have you.
Great to be here.
So why are doctors focusing on women specifically?
Well, first of all, it's really important to understand that heart disease is the number one killer of women. And I don't think everybody understands that. So that's one of the big reasons why. Men and women, we know, do have some differences physiologically.
Right.
So it's important to understand those differences. Additionally, if we're going to you know, prevent, diagnose, and treat, we need to understand those differences. We know that with women, there is often a delay in diagnosis or misdiagnosis. And furthermore, we also are starting to understand, especially with some of these studies, is that midlife stress seems to set up older adult health. And so women who have big stressors in midlife, 40s and 50s, are more likely possibly to be having heart attacks and other forms of heart disease in their 60s.
So what can we do as women as we age?
I mean, one of the things that we talk about is, of course, stress management and stress relief. If I tell you, hey, you seem like you're really stressed, you need to not be stressed anymore. I mean, that just made me stressed, okay?
Yeah, I know, right?
And so that's not helpful. But there are actually things that people can do. There are many, many free apps.
Okay.
You can go to YouTube and you can learn how to do mindfulness, meditation. It is so critical to do this, so easy to do it, and it has profound effects.
So for ourselves and on behalf of our family, it's important to tackle this issue. Doctor, thank you so much for being here. Just months after securing the release of Alice Johnson, a grandmother serving life for a first-time nonviolent drug offense, Kim Kardashian is now calling for a second look at death row inmate Kevin Cooper. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, why is Kim advocating for Cooper?
Because she realizes there's a serious issue here. You have a man who says that he has been wrongly incarcerated and wrongly prosecuted since the 1980s. He's been accused of killing a whole family. But when you look at the evidence, there are some really serious questions here. So for example, one of the surviving victims said that three white men or three Hispanic men were the ones who actually were the attackers. And in one of the biggest revelations that we have heard, a woman has come forward and said that her boyfriend at the time came home with bloody coveralls, was driving a vehicle that matched the victim's car, and had a hatchet that was mysteriously missing. And what happened to those coveralls? Well, they were destroyed by the sheriff's office. When you're seeing these really big issues and you have judges, federal judges, law enforcement agents, attorneys coming forward and saying this is an issue of perhaps this man was framed and at the very minimum, he wasn't given a fair trial.
Wow. So with all these details, it makes sense to take another look. But what is Kim hoping to accomplish?
Her last chance is to get the attention of Governor Brown. And what he can do is order additional new DNA testing. And that's important because there were hairs in the victim's hands that don't match those of an African-American male that were never tested. There was a T-shirt that was never tested for touch DNA. The ultimate goal is to get this evidence in, prove his innocence, at the minimum, get him taken off death row, and then hopefully he's pardoned. If he's not, at least grant him a new trial where he can ultimately prove his innocence.
Just a fascinating case, Jesse. Thank you so much. For more on this case and others 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. Moving right along, the average family of four runs their dishwasher some 200 times per year. With so many cycles, Realtor.com has broken down which items should and should not see the inside of your machine. Some nonstick pots and pans are safe, but under harsh conditions, nonstick coating can break down and ruin. Unless you have a designated rack, sharp knives may dull as they rub against other silverware. Cast iron and tin items can rust, and wooden items may crack. So wash all of those by hand, with the wood receiving a monthly coat of mineral oil to prevent further damage. But don't worry, there are items that are machine washable. Certain thin plastics can't withstand a washer's high temps, but sturdier plastics may be safe if you turn off the heated dry option. You'll want to leave that heated dry option on, though, when cleaning germ-filled sponges. Items like shower heads, rubber flip-flops, mouth guards, and refrigerator shelves are also dishwasher safe. For more washable do's and don'ts, visit the Top 30 Facebook page. While music's greatest are about to welcome some new blood, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the 15 nominees vying for induction in 2019. First-time nominees include Devo, Def Leppard, and Stevie Nicks, who, by the way, has already been inducted as part of Fleetwood Mac. Receiving their second nominations are Radiohead and The Cure. Two acts, German electronic band Kraftwerk and hip-hop pioneer LL Cool J, are looking to be inducted on their fifth nomination. Eligible acts must have released their first commercial album at least 25 years ago. Artists that became eligible this year but missed the cut include Beck, Outkast, and Sheryl Crow. Inductees will be voted on by some 1,000 artists and industry experts, but now through December 9th, music lovers can also make their voices heard by voting in the fans ballot. This year's class of legends will be inducted March 29th in Brooklyn. Hey, if you're looking to shake up your morning routine, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have a Comfy personal blender with two Triton sports bottles at a special 68% discount. This 250-watt personal blender makes mornings so much tastier. You can whip up a smoothie, juice, or shake in no time. It features a stainless steel blade and a 20,000 RPM motor that blends recipes effortlessly. And it has anti-slip suction feet for stability. In addition to the blender, you get two 20-ounce Triton sports bottles. They're BPA-free and have easy locking travel lids, plus they're dishwasher safe. The Comfy personal blender with two Triton sports bottles retails for $60, but today you can buy them for just $19. That's a 68% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. A noise complaint at a home outside of Philadelphia turned into a big surprise, and Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with the story. Hi, Mike.
Big surprise. So this is Lehigh County, which is about an hour north of where I am in Center City, Philadelphia. So officials got a noise complaint for some neighbors. So they go into a house, and here's the surprise. They thought they were going to find a few animals. They found 71 beagles.
He knew he was in trouble. He knew he had a problem, and he knew that the animals needed taken care of.
Well, some of the beagles were in poor health. So the Humane Society has them now.
So, Mike, what will happen to the owner?
Oh, he's going to face charges big time. To end on a positive note, Kristen, if you're looking for a beagle, want to adopt a dog, I would check out Lehigh County Humane Society.
And I hope all those beagles find loving homes. Thanks, Mike. Representatives of the Miss America competition say they want the event to be more inclusive. But the Associated Press reports that several states have had their licenses revoked after speaking out against the national leadership. Georgia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania can no longer claim to be affiliated with the Miss America organization. They also have to turn over scholarship money to the national committee. About 15 other states have been put on probation. In a statement, the organization says the process regarding Miss America state licensees is confidential. The move comes after 46 state pageant groups called for the resignations of the top two Miss America executives, Gretchen Carlson and Regina Hopper. Last year's winner, Kara Mund, had accused Carlson of bullying. Other former winners agreed with her claims. Another former winner, Jennifer Vanden Berth, set up a GoFundMe trying to raise legal funds to defend the states and push out the national leadership. State officials say their opposition to the national group has nothing to do with the decision to get rid of the swimsuit competition. In today's hometown stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, Sam Daly has loved dogs his entire life, so much so that after graduating college, he decided to become a dog trainer. At first, Sam specialized in training hunting dogs, but then he got a call that would change his life forever. A military contractor asked him to train bomb-sniffing dogs that would help protect American service members abroad. Sam traveled to Afghanistan for 2 7-month deployments, working with the dogs and Marines in an actual war zone. When Sam returned stateside, he started the nonprofit Believet, which donates highly skilled assistance dogs to disabled veterans. In our second story from Fox 2 Detroit, Ford Motor Company's Rouge Complex in Dearborn, Michigan is the oldest continuously operating auto plant in the nation. And recently it turned 100 years old. Ford celebrated with a drone light show that created pictures of the F-150 and the Mustang in the sky. They also displayed 24 cars that were manufactured at the plant over the years.
When I look at the Rouge and you think about its place in the world, to me, the only other things that are comparable are like the Hoover Dam, or it's the pyramids of the 21st century.
And in our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, 4-year-old Avonlea Powell was born with an extra chromosome, which left her mentally and physically impaired. Eventually, she'll be in a wheelchair, which means her family will need a van with a ramp. But thanks to all things possible medical fundraising, the Powell family is getting that van now.
Just knowing that for the foreseeable future that we are set has just been like incredible to even think about.
And Avonlea's beaming smile says it all. All right, get this. A quarter of Americans admit they have a clutter problem. With more, we're joined by health and wellness expert Christine Lucida, author of The Right Fit Formula. Christine, always great to have you. Clutter can be so stressful, but a lot of people may not know it can impact your weight.
Yes, the bigger your waist, the bigger your waist.
Ooh, that's right? A good one, yeah.
Clutter drains energy, and we need energy to pursue weight loss, to get to the gym and prepare healthy meals. An organized environment lightens us up, and it gives us permission to get to our best self, not focus on that pile of clutter.
Okay, I understand in your book, you break down 4 types of clutter.
Yes, the first one is things. Unopened mail, clothes that used to fit us. Start by weeding out 5 things in your line of sight.
See, we can start with 5 things and that makes it so much easier. What else is there, the second type of clutter?
So it's food. Ditch the foods in your pantry that are expired or have ingredients that you can't pronounce. If you can't pronounce it, denounce it. And then work. Cut down your to-do list to 5 items and prioritize them between must and should. Also keep a positive eye space in your line of vision. Put something in there that makes you smile.
Yeah, I always have flowers and it works.
And then the hardest one is, full disclosure, relationships. Ask yourself this one question: does this relationship enhance or advance my growth? Or do I need a glass of wine just to be in the same room as this person?
Never good. You can declutter your space, but you also can declutter your relationships. Christine, I wish we could keep you all day. Author of The Right Fit Formula, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We have more Top 30 coming up. A Michigan town has taken a stand against corporal punishment, declaring at least 10 public areas as no spanking zones. The Detroit suburb of Madison Heights had a city council vote on the issue, with 5-1 ruling against the controversial practice of spanking. Places like City Hall, the Recreation Center, Public Library, and Police Station will all feature these signs, and it applies to everyone, not just parents and their children. Councilman David Soltis says it's really a non-violence resolution against violence on on any level. No adult shall hit another adult. No adult shall hit a child. No child shall hit an adult. And no child shall hit another child. Some people still don't agree it's right to, quote, tell other people how to raise their children. But the council members are just hoping it promotes kindness. And the signs are just that, signs. They carry no enforcement or punishable penalties. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. American cheese is missing from more menus, and millennials are getting the blame. Plus, a new invention that could make it safer to ride your bike. And when this little girl needed a friend the most, a giant bulldog was there to help. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.